Hello, Sharon Foger. I'm here at the Open Source Summit in Prague, and I'm talking to Robert Kratky from Red Hat about documentation. I've just been to a presentation from Robert, and I think he has a lot of important information that would be really relevant for us to talk about. So welcome, Robert.
Hello, nice to meet you.
So how long have you been working on documentation?
So I'm a technical writer at Red Hat, meaning we do a lot of documentation on different projects, different products, but my main focus is improving user experience with documentation.
Okay, so you've just done a presentation here about documentation. Can you just tell us briefly about the two sort of philosophies that you looked at in that presentation?
Well, one of the problems that we have at Red Hat is that we have a lot of documentation. We call that legacy documentation. It's the sort of documentation that describes all the features and products, and that's why we call it feature-based documentation. The problem with this documentation is that it takes a lot of time to maintain. It's the amount of text is enormous, and we just don't have the resources necessary to maintain the documentation at an appropriate level. So what we're trying to do, we're trying to transition towards documentation that is based on customer user stories. We try to identify and validate these user stories in order to be able to document only the things that we know that users are really interested in.
Okay, so the two approaches is sort of feature and user story based. So legacy sort of documentation story seems to be that people tend to try and document the features. It's a technical project, so you want to look at technical features.
That's correct, yeah. Well, as I have maintained during the presentation, there is nothing wrong with documentation based on features. It just describes all there is to about a product. The trouble with that is, as I mentioned, there's just too much of it. So when we try to understand and document the user stories, we only turn to the parts that the users really need at that particular point. Those user stories guide them from point A to point B, meaning that they help them to accomplish specific goals or achieve the specific targets that they're interested in.
It sounds like the sort of user story-based approach is actually something that could attract more users because it gives them a bit more information about what they actually need to do to get started.
Yes, it's very much action-oriented, and it takes a lot of the burden from the user, and it places that on the documentation writer, because the documentation writer needs to first identify what it is that actually needs to be described, and second, puts all those puzzle pieces together in order to provide a coherent narrative, to provide a story that can be followed, so that the user does not have to fish around and find all the different pieces of documentation scattered around in the feature-based documentation.
Okay, so what about tools as well for creating this documentation? I mean, people have a lot of choice about how they write their documentation. Do you have any advice or recommendations about how people can go about creating this documentation?
Well, so at Red Hat, all our documentation is in text-based format. We used to use DocBook a lot, but now we're transitioning towards ASCII-Doc. Both of those are markup languages, and their advantage is that they can be easily stored and administered within Git repositories. So many people can work on the documentation at the same time, and the documentation, because it lives in a revision control repository, can be easily tracked, and all mistakes that have been made could be easily prevented or reverted if it comes to that.
Okay, so one of the projects I'm actually working on myself is looking at legacy documentation sort of conversion, and we've just made the decision around the possibility of using ASCII-Doc as a platform for writing our documentation. So for people that are just about on the first step, just about to go from legacy to user stories, I mean, do you have any quick advice that you could give us?
Well, I'm afraid that quick advice is very, very hard to give, but what I would encourage you to is to look at our repository where we published all the resources that I've presented during the presentation, which includes a short reference manual that outlines the approach that we have taken, and also includes ASCII-Doc templates that can be followed in order to write user story-based modular documentation. I would also encourage those documentation writers who are about to embark on that, to try to incorporate their work on this into their existing documentation workflow, meaning that as they maintain their legacy set of documentation, they at the same time adopt this new approach so that slowly, step by step, they actually convert their existing documentation into story-based documentation. And while doing that, they can cut away a lot of the fat that does not have to be there.
Thank you very much for your advice and also a great presentation, which I think was really, really well received. Documentation is something that a lot of open source projects always focus on, but sometimes we don't achieve what we really want to focus on. So thank you very much for talking to me, and thanks very much for your advice as well.
Thanks a lot, too. Very nice to meet you.